ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೇ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಅಯೋಧ್ಯೆ ಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 106. ಭರತ ರಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ದಿ ರೆಸೈಟಲ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಭರತ, the countless worlds hold no one that could take his stand by your side, prince of heroes that you are. Adversity is never known to affect you in the least, nor prosperity has any chance to elate your spirit. The good and the great are eloquent in your praise as omniscient, yet every now and then you appeal to them to solve your doubts. Love and hate cease with death. It is wise to have nothing to do with them, even in life. You cannot desire or shun a myth, a non-existing thing. It is well to preserve the same attitude towards existing things too, for pleasure and pain affect him not. You ask, why grieve, sir, when you know it? My heart spoke out, unable to witness your plight. These reserves have no power to shake the soul of one who has gauged the mysteries of the Jivatma and the Paramatma. I know that you are such a one, but when I come to think upon your exile from the kingdom, your lonely abode in the forest, and the loss of your presence to me, my heart is filled with boundless sorrow. Mighty as a lord of the celestials, great souls of perfectly attuned nature, you secure the welfare of those that seek you here and hereafter with your wise instruction and guidance. Of unshaken fortitude, ever known to keep your word, your unclouded vision ranges through the past, present, and the future. Your unrivaled intellect and perfect in every science and art, the beginning and the end of all beings have no mysteries for you. And it is supremely unjust, nay, atrocious, that such noble excellences should bear such a terrible fruit. My mother sinned grievously on my account when I was away, and bequeathed to me an inheritance of woe and evil. I pray you, out of your sweet compassion, to pardon it. The bonds of dharma bind me tight, else my hand would have ere now slain that sinful, cruel mother of mine who so richly deserves it. I am the son of Dasharatha, who is born in a pure lineage and knows not what sin is. I have dived into the depths of the mysteries of dharma. Shall I soil my hands with a crime condemned by every being? Dasharatha deserves our respect. Virtuous, holy with age, he is our king, our father, a god unto us. It is entirely unjust to speak evil of the dead. But to think that any person with a thorough knowledge of dharma and adharma could perpetrate this frightful sin, prompted by lust, all to win a smile of a woman? Heaven confounds the hearts of those whom it would destroy, say the wise. And the last act of Dasharatha but confirms our faith in it. Our father lent himself to this act of injustice through fear of Kaikeyi's anger, or enslaved by his mad lust for her, powerless before her obstinacy. We look to you for some remedy that the whole world might benefit and rejoice. A son deserves his name when he brings the footsteps of his father back to the path of right whence they have strayed. We pray you to be such a son. It is not right that you look upon with unconcern while our father commits a sin that runs against the world, dharma, and esteem of the wise. We look to you to protect us, Kaikeyi, myself, our father, friends, kin, and subjects. What has a forest life to do with the duty of a king? What have they in common, a hermit's matted hair and a monarch's crown? It is not right that you should undertake to do such a thing that has no precedent at any time or anywhere. You may say that kings have ere now adopted the life of recluses. But the first duty of a king is to rule over his subjects, and towards that he should get himself crowned. You should fain neglect the dharma of a king that is plain, tangible, and source of all happiness and power here, and endless good hereafter, to follow the dharma of a hermit that is foreign to your nature and position. Besides, a slight mistake, a slight slip in it, is enough to deprive you of the fruits of your labors. Even if you carry it out perfectly, it is all uncertain when you will reap the reward. Nor is there any authority to enjoin it as the first duty of a kshatriya. you are probably the only exponent of the school. Difficult, very difficult is the task you have set for yourself. You might as well utilize that energy in watching over the interests and welfare of the four castes. Experts in the mysteries of Dharma hold that a householder's life is the best of the four orders. What do you not know about Dharma that is not worth knowing? Then why should you deliberately turn your back upon the householder's life? I came into the world after you. You stand above me in age, in knowledge, and according to the Dharma of the Kshatriyas, in the right to wear the crown. It is consonant with reason and justice that I rule this world during your life. Is it possible? Well, can I survive you? It is supremely audacious of me to seek to argue it with you. This vast empire, till now ruled over by a father, is blessed with peace and prosperity. Rule over it and bring happiness and comforts to the hearts of your kinsmen and citizens. Vasishtha and other Maharishis, the officers of the state and the people, pray with one voice that you should be crowned here. Let these forests be the scene of your installation. Return with us to Ayodhya to rule over your children, like Indra returning to his capital with his Maruts from a tour of victory through the worlds. Discharge the three obligations to the gods, to the fathers and the sages. Annihilate your foes. Gratify every wish, every desire of your friends. Reign over us to the end of time. Let your friends rejoice to behold your brows crowned with the diadem of the Ikshvakus. Let your enemies' hearts be filled with dismay at the tidings and drive them to hide their diminished heads in the dark forests. Cause the world to forget the outrageous sin of my mother and wash the soul of our father away from any stain. Like unto Mahavishnu, extend your mercy to me, to our kin and to all beings. But if you put my words away and resolve to continue your hermit's life, why, you will find me over at your side. Thus did Bharata seek to turn Rama from his resolve. But the father's word was all sacred in the eyes of Raghava, and he had no thought of going back to Ayodhya. This wonderful loyalty to his word saddened the hearts of his subjects, for Ayodhya was not to know him for 10 years and four. But equally great was the joy that his plighted word was so faithfully kept. The priests, the heads of clans, and the royal ladies cheered Bharata, and with tear-stained eyes and bleeding hearts entreated Rama to go back with them. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.